You know, I think one of the best things you can do is try to interrupt the attacker's flow. What I mean by that is do something that catches them a little off guard. If someone is acting strange, you know, perhaps at the bus stop, and they're coming toward you, you can say, hey, what time is it? And it just gets them thinking about something else. It derails the situation. If that doesn't work, obviously, then there are other things you have to consider.
Like what?
If we're talking about something like a gun, if that person is further away from you, you're at greater risk because, obviously, they can reach you before you can reach them. So I guess the best thing to do would be to try to find cover. If they're close to you, sometimes action is faster than reaction. If you can redirect that weapon, the gun can only fire straight out of the barrel.
How dangerous is that?
Anytime you're in a situation with a weapon, it's a lose-lose situation. Weapons are extremely dangerous. If you try to disarm an attacker with a knife, the probability of you getting cut is so high. Trying to disarm a person with a weapon, again, the probability of you being injured is very high.
Now, earlier you mentioned trying to talk to a person to get them focused on something else. How hard is that when you're scared and anxious?
You know, that takes a lot of practice. It's not easy. One of the first things that happens when you're scared is decreased blood flow, and your various parts of your vascular system begin to clamp down. So you're not really getting as much air. So things like tunnel vision could very quickly become a problem. The way that you overcome that is by being in mildly stressful situations. Repeated exposure to that teaches you not to be as concerned as things like that happen. So you're able to react. You're able to think more clearly and be able to deal with a situation like that.
So basically, if you're in a situation, try to disarm it before it goes too far. If you can run, run. Is that what you would say to people?
Yeah, if a person has a gun and they're not directly, focused on you, leave immediately. If that person does have a gun and they are focused on you, I would listen to whatever they are asking you to do. If at all possible, try to find cover to protect yourself from that weapon. But, I mean, really, that's not a very good situation to be in.
And so if they want your wallet, give it up?
That would be the first thing I would do, yes.
And if you're in a situation where they don't have a weapon but they're intent on hurting you?
Other people are going to be one of the best resources to utilize. Don't isolate yourself. You know, if you are in a position where you're alone, you want to try to find a way to get to a place where there are more people.
But what if you're not in a situation with other people around?
Well, if something like that happens, one of the best bits of advice I can give is if it's going to become a physical confrontation, make it count right away in the beginning. You know, being able to rise up toward your attacker and to show them that you're not afraid and that they've picked the wrong person, you've got a few seconds to really do that. So be loud, be aggressive, and you can get them to change their mind.